Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Uchter. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Andre Robertson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jay Howell. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Howell. Whitaker moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Howell. Grubb moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Uchter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randolph for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Andre Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ivey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ivey moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into right field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Randolph reaches second base with a double. Nettles goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Tigers. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Griffey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Dave Roseman now pitching. Roland Office pinch hits for Dave Winfield. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roland Office now playing center field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. George Frazier now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Howard Bailey now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baylor moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gossage now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Griffey. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Andre Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Rick Cerrone pinch hits for Roland Office. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bailey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Griffey now playing center field. Don Mattingly now playing left field. Dale Murray now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Andre Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.